Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 21, and we're reading verses 12 to 20.
Jehoram received a letter from Elijah the prophet which said, "This is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. You have not walked in the ways of your father Jehoshaphat or of Asa, king of Judah. But you have walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and you have led Judah and the people of Jerusalem to prostitute themselves, just as the house of Ahab did. You have also murdered your own brothers, members of your father's house, men who were better than you. So now the Lord is about to strike your people, your sons, your wives, and everything that is yours with a heavy blow. You yourself will be very ill with a lingering disease of the bowels, until the disease causes your bowels to come out." The Lord aroused against Jehoram the hostility of the Philistines and of the Arabs who lived near the Cushites. They attacked Judah, invaded it, and carried off all the goods found in the king's palace, together with his sons and wives. Not a son was left to him, except Ahaziah, the youngest. After all this, the Lord afflicted Jehoram with an incurable disease of the bowels. In the course of time, at the end of the second year, his bowels came out because of the disease, and he died in great pain. His people made no fire in his honour, as they had for his fathers. Jehoram was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years. He passed away to no one's regret, and was buried in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings.
Our focus is on verse 20. He passed away to no one's regret. May this not be said of us. King Jehoram's 8-year reign was noteworthy for all the wrong reasons. He had the opportunity and ability to continue the godly reforms that his father Jehoshaphat had started. But he had no regard for others and lived a selfish life, misusing the power given to him. Elijah wrote him this letter, summarizing his wicked deeds and pronouncing the Lord's judgment upon him. Each one of us has opportunities in life. Opportunities in education, opportunities in the workplace, opportunities amongst family and friends. Opportunities to make a difference for individuals and for larger groups. Whether opportunities are small or great, what's important is that we make the most of those we are given and use them well, with integrity, for the good of others as well as ourselves, and for the honour of the Lord Jesus. So let's not regret missed opportunities, but make the most of those that come our way today, so that we bring glory to the Jesus that we serve. A prayer. Lord God, help me to see the opportunities you give me today to serve you and to serve other people. Help me to do good and not evil, to encourage and build up, to be salt and light for your glory. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.